Happy St. Patrick's Day, and it's a tradition here at the show to have this guy in studio, Shane Carty from Trinity in New Haven. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
No problem. Nothing really going on today. So.
Been quiet.
Quiet morning.
Get to get a nap.
It's been quiet all weekend, right?
Yeah, it was a quiet weekend. So I got to lie in a couple of days, you know?
Yeah. You guys had a great parade float, by the way.
That was the bike, yeah. The bike, yeah.
Yeah.
Sponsored the bike this
it's
year.
It's a moving bar,
yeah.
AJ.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did, several times.
Well, the only problem with that was that we were so busy that the people on the bike couldn't get in when they arrived back at the bar.
Oops. That's funny.
Oops.
Which it's is like probably a good complaint.
Thanks
to have
for
as well.
Representing us in the parade, but we can't let you in.
Right. See you next year.
We are full.
Keep pedaling
come back,
around.
Come back on Monday. But you get exercise. It's good, yeah.
Is that right? You couldn't let them in?
It was too packed.
Wow.
Like, we're at capacity. And, you know,
how did those people get picked to be on the...
No idea. I talked to Colin.
Really?
Colin Kaplan, who does the Taste of New Haven, does all the pizza tours and all that. He approached me and said, look, would you be interested in sponsoring the bike this year? And I said, yeah.
So great.
Yeah.
And let's do it. And
I was jealous.
Then he came
I saw
to me
that.
And
I'm like, our logo should be on that. That's
I remember you
a
saying
party.
That.
Yeah. And then I did food for them in the morning. They came, picked the food up. Then they took it off. I met Bree. And then that was it. They were posting pictures all day. And it was great. Like, I didn't see the bike before it left either.
Yeah.
So when I saw it, I was like, geez, that looks amazing.
It looks great.
Yeah, it looks great.
Now, were there drinks being served on that? Or?
Yeah, on the bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, to the bar.
So they go around.
No, I know,
they
but
go around every
parade?
Week. Oh, right. Yeah. Well, listen, I don't know.
I mean,
I didn't get out of the kitchen on fucking, Sunday. So I don't know.
I mean, technically, you're in a bar.
Maybe
it's a bar.
But they do it all the time. It's great. They do all the bars every I don't know how many tours they do now, but once it comes into the spring now in the summer, they'll probably be 5 days a week, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I want to sponsor that next year. That was great.
We'll see what happens there.
There'll be a bidding war.
Right.
Yeah. The most expensive bike in the parade.
Yeah, no kidding. So they couldn't get in. That's funny. Do you know what happened to them? Do you know where they went?
No.
They're still wandering around New Haven.
I guess they got to text their back.
They have it in Arizona right now.
It's funny. The bike goes right up there. And you guys had celebrity bartenders, right?
We did, yeah. But we have them every year. But again, they're great. They come in. Governor Lamont came in. Rosa, Sean Scanlon, William Tong, a few more of the guys come in behind the bar. They pull pints until people start going, screaming at them.
Okay.
All right, time to go.
Right.
Thanks
right.
very much.
Right,
well,
right,
they go back there, they pour a couple, they get their pictures taken, and then they know, we got to get out of the way because we need professionals in here to sling these faster.
Right, but like alcohol politicians got to get out of there. Yeah.
Rose is great crack. Rose did a couple of shots too, and she did a photo. She's brilliant.
Really?
Love Rosa.
She's
lightweight,
though. She's like 90 pounds.
Right. She's a tiny thing.
Two shots should knock her right out.
She was ready to go. She was dancing behind the bar the whole lot. She's great crack.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
When she's dancing on the bar, time to go.
Yeah. All right. Rosa.
Yeah, you got to go.
You got to go.
Yeah, you got to go.
Put your money back in your pockets, boys.
So what time did you have to start turning people away from Trinity in New Haven?
I think the first time, not turn them away. Look, just you got to wait a while.
Yeah,
wait, people leave. I think the first time was probably before 1 o'clock.
Wow.
On parade day?
So, yeah, I left. I was there on Saturday. I got there, we had rugby, so I was there about 9:15. I got home about 10:30 that night, and I was back in at 8 o'clock, and there was already a line at the door at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
And then we opened at 9, and this whole place is filled up.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's how it should be every day.
Another terrible complaint to have, that your bar is full at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
So when does it start for St. Patrick's Day at Trinity? Like a week before, a couple days before?
We probably start talking about it, me and John, my manager, probably in January, and we're working out what we're going to do. We are going to...
That's what Kigo from Ireland said. We start planning St. Patrick's Day in January.
Yeah. Well, I was looking, my sister was sending me videos from Ireland this morning. There's a million people on the streets in Ireland, and the weather's... It's actually not raining today. It's lovely weather.
He mentioned
They had like 58 days straight of rain.
Right. He said they had 3 days that hadn't rained so far this year.
So the whole country's out today. We're like, what?
What is this thing in the sky?
The shorts are on. That was what he told us.
So we have a back room in the back of the bar. And last week we had 90 something kegs of Guinness. Oof. I think we had 15 Harp, 30 Smittix. And then we had high noons and all that. So we had like 70 cases of high noons.
Wow.
24 each case, Surfsides. And then the liquor delivery came in and we batched, the girls batched the green tea shots. Yep. I think 24 bottles of green tea shots the other day. And then the car bombs and then everything else. So, and then I had about 800 pounds of corned beef cooked.
Wow.
Cooked.
Wow.
Cooled, sliced. Then get ready to reheat and then make corned Reubens out of as well.
Wow.
And then, and that's not including the shepherd's pie, the burgers, the beef and Guinness, the fish,
by the
matter for the fish, the whole lot.
Yeah. All of your food's great. The shepherd's pie is award-winning.
Well, I've got one over there for you as well.
Yeah.
And all that bread is, we made all that bread in-house too. And there's Guinness in that brown
How
bread.
How many ovens do you have in that kitchen?
One.
One?
That's a lot of work.
I went to, we decided to close on Monday because everyone was just wrecked.
Yeah.
I was in there yesterday then. I cooked probably 80, 90 pound of wings yesterday.
Wow.
More corned beef. I did mash for today because we've bangers of mash, corned beef, beef and Guinness stew, shepherd's pie, and they all use mashed potatoes. So the girls are peeling potatoes all weekend.
Wow.
Then we cook it all.
You know, so I'm surprised no one's invented a machine you could just drop the potatoes in and
there
they
is,
come out peeled.
Yeah, there is. But about $9,000 for that thing.
Okay. All right, girls, here you go.
Never mind.
It's good exercise.
$9,000 here.
How many potatoes do I have to sell to pay this thing off?
Exactly. I'm still filling Cena. He was in on Saturday.
Yeah, my buddy was in from out of state. I was like, I know where we're going.
Nice.
And Mateo, right? Yeah, Mateo.
I got the shepherd's pie.
The other one.
I'm looking out the door. Who's a freaking kid running around here?
I was right
behind him. I see him over there.
By the way, wait a minute. Hold on. An Irish guy? Right. It's just like, who's brought the kid? They always bring the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's unattended.
It's just permanent luggage.
Yeah, right. Bar looks, an Irish see, bar looks like a family reunion.
But you'll see one of the girls walk around with a tray and a kid run into them. The drinks are everywhere. There's glass on the floor and then the kid gets caught and then the parents are
like, this is a different anecdote. This is not from Saturday.
It's not from Saturday.
It sounds like that has happened.
Why can't my kid run around? Why can't your kid run around the bar?
Right.
Oh, my God. Don't start me off.
Right.
Shane from Trinity in New Haven is in. So in the end, after the ramp up to the parade day, then St. Patrick's Day, how many pounds of corned beef do you think you'll cook and sell?
Right now, I have 700 pounds.
Wow.
Okay.
And I think I have one more delivery coming today, just in case.
Now, I thought you said something about 800 pounds.
Probably 800 pounds, all in all.
Okay.
From parade, a couple of days before the parade, we cook. We cook it all.
Yeah.
We cool it. Then we slice it all. And then we reheat it.
And you have the refrigerator space for
it. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. I have two huge refrigerators that I got.
And that stuff shrinks up, that corned beef. Remember the one time I got one last year? It was this really big thing. By the time I cooked it, it became a hamburger.
He doesn't know what he's doing. Tell him what you did with the corned beef.
Oh, God. I killed it. Yeah. I put it in the crock pot.
It should already be dead.
He put it in a crock pot.
I put it in a crock pot.
I should probably fell apart. Yeah.
I don't know. And then it was big and it became like the size of a hamburger.
Who told you to put it in a crock pot?
I looked it up.
Yeah.
No, we cook it in beer too. We cook it in Smittix, but we leave it in the oven for about.
Well, I have an oven. That's why I had to do the crock pot. My oven's on the fridge.
Well, we get the silver side, which is a different cut of meat. It's like the brisket. It's it's not the small little things. We get these big, huge ones.
Right, right.
And then we cook it in beer for about 4 hours. And then,
wow.
And then take the juice off the thing. And then use that in our corned beef hash.
Man. See, this is why you got to go where people know what they're doing.
Can I start eating this?
What time do you open today?
We're open at 11:30 today.
11:30,
okay, and then when do you think it'll fill up? 11:35?
Probably, yeah. I don't know, though. We have it. There's a few soccer games on today as well. I don't know. Is there basketball?
That's
tonight?
A tradition, right? The soccer games on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
It's all. We
used
all
to
the time.
Do a live broadcast from the hurling club in East Haven.
Yeah.
And they'd be kind of like the old timers would be in the bar watching the game.
Oh, that's the Gaelic football.
That's it. Gaelic football.
So there's going to be big games on today. St. Patrick's Day is a national holiday in Ireland.
They were kind of like not happy we were there.
Yeah, no.
We're like yahooing at 6 in the morning and they're like, shut up!
Yeah.
I remember the morning you guys did it. I was like, what time do these guys want at 5 a.m.?
That was a good time, though.
That was a great time,
It was.
I got home to take a nap halfway through that.
By the way, I believe that's
the
most...
How you guys do that every day of the week for 20-something years. It's crazy.
I believe that was the most drunk I've ever been at 9 in the morning.
Yeah. I can vouch. Yeah.
Who did we have doing toast? It was Boston Petey.
Petey Boy.
Petey Boy. Petey Boy. God rest his soul.
Then we had bagpipes, and then that was the year somebody had a pig walking around.
I remember the pig.
Would you rather pigs walking around or children?
Pigs.
Pigs.
I have a kid. There's some pigs walking. Never mind.
Right.
I want to make it in there, I think, for 11:30 today.
Why not?
Why not?
Go for it.
Have lunch there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, first round's on me, so.
Wow.
Yeah, all okay. right.
Incentive right there, Chaz.
It's my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, Chaz.
Happy birthday.
She'll be in shortly. She's on her way now. Can you hang out?
Yeah, of course I can.
Okay, very good.
Cool.
All right, I think we got a call coming. We'll take a call, do a song, or do a break, and then we'll do some dumbass news. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's Robin Manerville. I was trying to call the original line. It's not working. I was wondering if I could sing a quick Irish drinking song.
Okay, I'm going to leave this up to Shane.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Once I was celebrating, I went to bed. I had too much to drink. I woke up to an ugly head. She turned over. I saw her face. I screamed in surprise. I sprayed her in the face with mace. Oh, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did, I
did. Nice job.
All right, get out.
It's like Irish Idol.
I just got kicked out.
Irish Idol.
Of the virtual Irish pub.
You got three gongs.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
All right. We're going to do Dumbass News here, and we're going to have you call in parade stories, specifically St. Patrick's Day parade stories, 203-882-9757.
Yep.
Also, if you ever destroyed a corned beef.
Right.
By putting in a crock pot.
Right. Okay, call in.
You could call yourself in.
Can I call in?
Shane Carty from Trinity in New Haven in studio. What a treat this is every year to have him come in.
Yeah.
But to get up early in this busiest season to come in and share it with
very
us.
Nice.
I'm
very
happy special. To do it, lads.
Yeah.
Happy to do it.
Thank you. My wife's in the monkey cage.
Yep.
She's celebrating her birthday. Good morning. Happy birthday.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Did you get some food?
Oh, my God. This is a little bucket of heaven right here.
Yeah. What did you bring?
Beef and Guinness, shepherd's pie, a couple of the Irish breakfast things. Our homemade bread, beer baked corned beef. Was there something else? I can't remember.
Yeah. There's a whole a whole buffet over there.
Yeah.
The blood sausage.
Oh,
yeah, the Irish breakfast. So sausages and black and white pudding.
Right. How do you make blood sausage?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
We don't want to know.
I finished mine.
Tell me tomorrow.
First you cut your finger.
I'll email you.
First you cut your finger.
Jeff and Monroe.
Guys, happy St. Patrick's Day. I just want to say, AJ, your video on eating that sandwich the other day was hilarious.
Oh,
every
the big arch.
You talked about it.
Right, the big arch.
I heard that's what she said.
Right.
there's a lot of that's what she said on that video.
Yes, I noticed
Anyways,
that, yes.
So my St. Patrick's Day story is actually about a bar in Norwalk, and that's why I hate St. Patrick's Day so much, is that the one bar in Norwalk, all the fire department and all the police department guys go there.
Yes.
And they drink from noon on.
Right.
Now, the police sit on Main Street to watch for drunk drivers. They don't sit by that bar because they know all the cops coming out of there are stone drunk driving home drunk driving.
What are you trying to say?
They get away with it every year.
One of the perks.
So I'm just, I support police and fire.
This sounds more like a complaint than a parade story.
Oh, yeah.
You little rat.
More like a vent.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Just checking.
So I just want to throw that out there. Norwalk Police Department, you know what I'm talking about.
Wow. All right. Wow. Get off the phone, you buzzkill.
Don't you get a rat at this hour of the morning?
God. Jeff, what is your problem? He was referring to your big arch.
Yes, the Big Arch video.
Video?
I was mocking the CEO.
Okay.
Yep.
That's you eating it?
That's my reaction. Yes,
sure,
you're
eating
it? So good.
That's all that's going on.
What are you eating?
Yeah.
That's him trying to cut the corned beef after it was in a crock pot.
No, that's me trying to make it softer.
The corned beef.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it tender?
People on Twitch giving you a hard time?
Yeah, everybody's on me. Don't put the corned beef in a crock pot. You put it in the oven. And you use carrots and this and that. I'm like, shut up! It's my first, well, my first right. and last time I'm doing it.
Yeah.
There was enough for me to eat. A little piece.
That was like a rock.
And after a couple of days of chewing, I got it down.
You made jerky.
I did. They got me corned beef jerky. That's my teeth. That's my teeth trying to cut through it.
I enjoyed that sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I think my shoes were less chewy.
It actually sounds like you're making the special sauce that goes on the Big Arch.
Oh. There's plenty now.
No.
You like mayo?
All right.
What?
Yeah. We did bring it there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
All right, we have some parade audio. This is from last year.
Last year, Herbie J.
What's your name and where are you from? I'll go down the line.
I'm Herbie J. It's time to party.
I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Already, I love
you. Have you had Herbie J. in Trinity?
I probably had him outside the plaza looking in over the wall. That's the guy.
Let me know. In the bar.
All right.
Thank you. Say hello to everybody at PLR for me.
How long have you been listening to the station?
Over 50 years.
Yeah. And what are you drinking today?
The Guinness.
You're drinking Guinness today?
Yes.
How you liking it?
Only on this holiday.
Are you Irish?
I'm a FBI, full-blooded Italian.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, FBI?
Full-blooded Italian.
I know.
That's good.
Okay. I was like, what secrets does he keep?
Wow. That's a good one for my drunk.
You have a certain way you pour the Guinness, right?
Oh, yeah. You have, hold it at an angle, pour it, don't fill it, let it settle. Then pour it again. So it takes like 90 seconds to do this whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a perfect point. Yeah.
Right. Anyone who just pours it straight in the glass and.
Yeah. I had it was a couple of weeks ago. We did that. One of the girls did that. And I saw this guy reaching over and pull it to drink it. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah.
Sorry. It feels like he could say the F word if he whispers it.
Sorry. I don't mind. And he goes, I'll be waiting for my pint. I'm just going to drink it. I'm like,
No.
That's part of the excitement.
There's only one way it comes out here, right way.
Yeah.
That reaction is the equivalent of when Italians see people break the pasta in half. It's like, oh, no, we don't do that.
You want to break them in half, yeah.
Hear that, Chaz? You don't cut your long pasta.
It's only a voice from nowhere.
I just heard the voice of my wife.
Did everyone else hear that? I was like, oh my God.
Face like he's getting haunted.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, Twitch can talk. I'm like, where's it going from?
Oh, there you go. But you're Irish today, right?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any superstitions or lucky charms?
No, not really. When my feet hit the ground, it's time to party.
That's a good tradition. Oh, no.
He just keeps, he's like, I know what I got. I'm going to keep coming back to it. That's
if my feet are touching the ground,
it's time to party.
It's time to party. That's my tradition.
That's my t-shirt.
Just keep it as simple as possible.
Nice. That's actually a motto. Yeah.
What's the wildest thing you've done when you were drinking?
Oh, you really don't want to know.
I love that answer. All right, well, how about you here? Are you Irish?
Yes, I am. Chris from West Haven.
All right, Chris, what are you drinking today?
Anything that's cold.
Anything that's cold. Gotcha.
They got distracted by the sirens.
Yeah, here come
like.
The cops.
Right.
There you go. Do you have any superstitions or good luck charms?
My fiance right here is my fiance.
That's awesome. Chuck a luck here.
Chuck a luck? Yeah, I got a podcast coming soon.
All right.
It's just some other guy just walks up.
Right. Yeah, I love that. Okay, Shane from Trinity is in studio. We're going to let him go shortly because he's got things to do today.
Yeah, busy.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. He owns the best Irish.
I don't want to go.
Bar. And by the way, I'm having like the best time right now because my wife is celebrating her birthday.
Yeah.
She's in the other studio.
Right.
So I can turn her mic off anytime I want.
Oh, boy.
Do you know what that kind of heaven that is for a dude?
That's a lot of power right now.
Like, she could go ahead, hon. Just start talking.
Hi, hon. I love you so
I can just hit a button and just...
No, no, be really cool. Is there an SAP button? I want to hear the band. Mina!
Yeah, so Trinity in New Haven opens up at 11:30. The best Irish food you're going to have. The best vibe. That place is beautiful.
Yeah.
And there was one St. Patrick's Day. You had a fire right before the...
No, it was...
what was it?
Labor Day weekend. It was 2017 upstairs.
Oh, was it Labor Day?
Yeah. It was, that weekend. We're going into that weekend. It was the apartment upstairs. It was nothing to do with us at all. And then, Jesus, nightmare.
Yeah, I don't want to bring you back to that. Yeah, it was good. You guys got through it. Even better and stronger.
Fought every single day to get the place open. Fought with insurance adjusters. Fought with insurance companies, everything.
Yep.
Had Marie and Mark over here in Milford's. Went to war for me. It was great.
That's great. All right, we're doing Stump the Chumps. So we're the panel of experts here.
Yes, right.
Yes.
They're going to try to stump us. If they stump us, they get in the running to see John Fogerty with Steve Winwood and a car wash from Splash.
Right.
Pat and Guilford.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yes, you as well.
What was the first assault rifle ever produced?
The first assault one. Let's see, I know the pepper
one. I don't know.
Yeah, I know the pepper one. Assault.
The assault and pepper.
Was it salt? Was it saltine?
AR-01.
Like, yeah, what do you mean? Is that semi-automatic?
Fully automatic production assault rifle.
What's the M1? M15? No. Never mind. I'm not going to try.
I really don't know.
I don't know.
It was a...
Was it World War II?
It was multiple rubber bands.
Was it World War II?
World War One.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, they called it the rat-a-tat-tat.
I don't know. The German Mauser?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Right country. It was a German STG-44.
The MTG.
Okay. I was thinking of the 45,
right? Yeah. Right.
By the way, nicknamed the German Mauser.
Right.
All right, you're in the running. Joel in Fairfield.
Good morning, everybody. Great show today, and the Trinity is fantastic. A fantastic
point. Hear.
Oh, thank you.
We agree.
My question to you in the spirit of St. Patrick's Day is, everybody knows he's the patron saint of Ireland.
Yes.
But he's also the patron saint of another country. Do you know what that country is?
Italy.
Is that your final answer?
It could be.
If it's right, it's our final answer.
Did I get it right?
Well, I know he was Welsh.
Right. Oh.
The correct answer is Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Hello? Really?
St. Patrick?
They seceded from Great Britain in the area, and St. Patrick came over and they adopted him as the patron saint of Nigeria also.
Oh, they adopted him. Okay.
What's that snakes there, too?
Right.
All right, Joel, you're in the running.
Nice.
Thank you for the kind words.
I didn't know that.
Thank Joel you. The barber? Here.
Look at you.
Yes. Who invented the stop sign?
Had to be Connecticut.
A woman.
Yeah.
I was just going to say one.
The name was Buzzkill. Buzzkill. Who invented the stop sign?
Am I right with the state?
Nope.
No. Okay. I think we had the first speed limit.
We had the first speed limit.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Yeah. And I believe we had the first traffic light.
Yeah, the first stop sign.
All right, stop sign. Are we looking for a state or a name?
Yeah.
Oh, a name.
A name. Who the hell knows?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I'm a jerk.
James,
I'm a
stop.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a dick.
Hugh Jasshole.
We're going to go with that one.
Hugh Jasshole.
Yeah. What's the answer?
Harold Jackson. He was a police officer out of Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You know his friends called him? Hugh Jasshole.
All right, Joe. Good question. Thank you. You're in the running. Mike in Stratford.
Hello, crew. Great show today.
Thank you.
Who holds the record for the most Oscar nominations without a win at 17?
Damn.
Oh,
17
damn.
Without a win.
Damn.
I think I know this.
You think you know?
I think I do.
Then say it out loud.
Go for it. We're all clueless over here.
Wait, you think you know, but you don't know?
No, I don't think I
know. Oh.
Well, male or female?
Do you have a name?
It's male a female. Female. I know it's a
is
female.
Is it Diane Warren, the songwriter?
Is that who you were thinking?
I think it was a female. I don't know why female pops in my head, but...
Did you think it's Susan Lucci?
Yeah. No, that's
Emmys.
That's Emmys.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's Diane Warren.
All right, Diane Warren.
No, it's actually Greg P. Russell. He's a sound mixer. He did movies like Armageddon and Skyfall.
Oh, who cares?
Poor Greg P. Russell.
Diane Warren wrote the song from Armageddon.
Sure wasn't so Hugh Jessel.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Mike, you got us. You're in the running. Thank you. Mm. Stephen Colchester?
Yes.
Yes.
You're on.
No.
Happy birthday, hon.
To who?
Thanks, babe.
Goodbye, Steve.
Creepy.
Brian in Bristol.
That was discreet.
It's the floor.
Steve, you are not in the running. That was the Amazon guy.
It's
not your wife.
I wasn't even going to ask to double check.
I sent that FBI guy over to him.
Trace that call.
Brian in Bristol.
Morning. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
You too.
Who sings the theme song from Dukes of Hazzard?
It's Merle Haggard, isn't it?
Merle Haggard.
Well, he's
negative.
Said.
Negative. Wait, hang on.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
I know. It's one of those country guys. Yeah. It's like the black hat wearing country guys. It's like the outlaw country guys.
I don't remember.
It's not Merle Haggard.
He's got a black hat on.
What?
What'd you say?
He's definitely got a black hat on.
Okay, that's good.
George Strait?
No, it's not George Strait.
Perkins? No, it's not
Perkins.
Okay,
Big Daddy.
No.
Big Daddy?
Is that the Amazon guy again?
No, he's coming up.
What's the other one? There's like Merle Haggard.
He narrates also. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen his son in concert. His son sings too,
God,
right?
Oh, God darn it. I can't think of it. Wait.
I figured you'd get this one, AJ.
Yeah, me too.
He was so confident. I can't think of anything else, though.
Yeah, 15 chemo shots earlier, I would have gotten it.
All right. As soon as we hear it, we're going to say, yeah, that's it.
We're going to groan. Okay.
What is it?
Well, I reckon it was Waylon Jennings.
I said that. She just said that. Ruth said it.
Oh.
Did she?
Yes, I heard it.
Well, then Ruth got it.
Nice.
I didn't hear her. Ruth
all right, but we didn't lock it in.
Yeah,
you could.
Sad.
We'll put you in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankful.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Brian's getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. All right, we got to let Shane go.
I'm looking at the clock here.
Yeah, he's got to go. They're opening up at 11:30. Happy St. Patrick's Day, my brother. Isaac,
thank you guys for having me again.
Shane and Trinity.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.